With 15 days before Election Day, President Trump is on the campaign trail in Arizona, where he's holding two rallies in two different cities. His opponent, Joe Biden, is meeting with advisors and preparing for the final presidential debate on Thursday. Let's get the latest from the 2020 campaign. NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid is here. And Asma, let's start with Trump's rally in Michigan on Saturday. He again went after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who's a Democrat who imposed pandemic restrictions in the state that Trump has criticized. And of course, it was recently discovered that she was the subject of an alleged kidnapping plot by a militia group. Trump said over the weekend that she should open up the state, open up the schools, and the crowd responded with this. Let's listen.
Lock her. Lock them all up.
Lock her up, they're saying. And here's Governor Whitmer responding yesterday on Meet the Press.
It's incredibly disturbing that the president of the United States, 10 days after a plot to kidnap, put me on trial and execute me, 10 days after that was uncovered, the president is at it again and inspiring and incentivizing and inciting this kind of domestic terrorism. It is wrong.
Asma, there's about 2 weeks left until the election. President Trump is behind in the polls, including in Michigan. Why is he still focusing on Gretchen Whitmer?
Well, Peter, I think it really comes down to this is where he feels most comfortable, right? I mean, the Trump campaign has struggled with a consistent message all throughout this reelection endeavor. And when we see what does President Trump love to do, he loves to resort to what is most comfortable and common for him. And that means, you know, sort of critiquing, attacking different female politicians, you know, relishing that sort of lock her up chant that we've often heard, resorting to immigration language. I mean, these are all kind of a pullback to the classic greatest hits of the 2016 campaign. The challenge there for the president is that this is not the 2016 election cycle. He has been the incumbent now for a couple of years, and this election is largely seen by most analysts as being a referendum on how he's governed and most explicitly how he's handled the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, and to that point, he continues to undermine scientists and medical experts on the risk of the virus. And last night on 60 Minutes, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that he wasn't surprised that the president got sick, especially after the Rose Garden ceremony for Judge Amy Coney Barrett on September 26th. Of course, you remember this was a crowded event, no social distancing and very few masks.
When I saw that on TV, I said, oh, my goodness. Nothing good can come out of that. That's got to be a problem. And then sure enough, it turned out to be a super spreader event.
What do you make of this continued public disagreement between Dr. Fauci and President Trump?
So really, Peter, I think it speaks to the broader sort of difference of opinion between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You know, we saw over the weekend, Trump mocked the fact that Biden, he says, will, quote, listen to the scientists. And he said at a rally that if he had listened to the scientists, the country would now be in a massive depression. And we've consistently heard Joe Biden point, you know, questions about the veracity of some of the claims that Donald Trump has made and the degree that he feels the president downplayed the coronavirus. So to me, you know, the conflict we've seen, I guess, to date between Dr. Fauci and the president is part of just a broader conflict that we've seen between the president and a various, you know, scientific advisors, a scientific community, and you could argue even just overall belief and trust in the scientific process around this pandemic. Mm.
Well, for his part, Joe Biden is still being cautious. He's not holding the kind of big rallies that Trump is having this week. And he's now spending time preparing for the last debate. What should we be looking forward to on Thursday after that first disastrous debate and then the second debate that was just canceled?
Well, as we know as of now, President Trump is not one to engage in traditional kind of boot camp debate prep. We have been told by a source familiar with the Biden campaign that part of his schedule today at least does involve debate prep. So there is clearly just a difference in how they're both approaching Thursday. Look, I think there's a lot on the line, more specifically, I would say, for Donald Trump, because he is down in the polls right now. And we're in a situation where millions of people have already begun voting. But, you know, can either one of them dramatically change the trajectory on one night? I would say that is the only night that either one of them has to dramatically change the trajectory of this race at this point. Yeah. So a lot is on the line, but I would argue more is on the line for President Trump, given the fact that he does seem to be down in a number of polls, not just nationally, but in very key swing states that he needs.
That's NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.